Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bonnie Lowe-Crayman is here, ladies and gentlemen. Bonnie's a new friend. She's a co-founder of the Professional Association New York Celebrity Assistants, the former professional assistant to actors Olympia Dukakis and Louis Zorich. You know Olympia. I'm as not as familiar with Lewis as I am Olympia, as most of us are Olympia, but we're here to celebrate National Professional Assistants Day, and Bonnie's here to help us with that. Bonnie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. I've been doing this every year since I've been on the show. I think this may be my 18th April, Wednesday in April to do this. Bonnie, one of the reasons that I have such an affinity for this day and for the people that we celebrate today, the professional assistants like you, is, and as you are doing yourself now, is years ago when I was carrying a kit bag for companies in the marketplace, and I'm talking decades ago,
right.
The secretaries, that's what they called themselves then. That was the only name that they used, and they were proud of it. I mean, they liked being called secretary. They called themselves that, and those were simpler times, but they were so important to my career because they were the gatekeepers, Bonnie.
Indeed. Yeah.
And I did everything I could to make them love me,
because
I was successful because I was nice to the secretaries. I got in the door.
And that idea is still alive and well today.
It is, isn't it?
Kindness counts. Yes, absolutely.
So when you started, now, tell us about how you got started as a professional. So you told me off the air that when you started working would you work with Olympia first? Was that your first job?
Yes. Well, out of college, I'm a proud New Jerseyan. I graduated from Rutgers University with a degree in theater and English. And I fell into my job at Olympia's theater that she was running in northern New Jersey. And this was a year before she shot the movie Moonstruck, which is the film that
right.
she won the Academy Award
right.
for. So here was a person in her early 50s who was all of a sudden thrust into great fame. And what she had were needs. She had great needs to have someone help organize all the activity of her life.
Right.
And that turned out to be me. What I shared with you is that I didn't even know there was a name for what I was doing.
You thought you were breaking into the film industry, didn't you?
Well, you know, I was helping her. I was supporting her. And,
right.
And in fact, that's what all assistants do. And that's when it hit me from the very beginning that it's about customized and personalized organization. It was specific to her. You know, it was what she needed. And to work with Olympia would be different than working with any other manager or executive or small business owner. But so many of the elements are the same. You know,
right.
it's a matter of understanding preferences, et cetera.
Well, and look at what a Renaissance person you probably had to become to be that assistant, didn't you?
Well, flexibility is certainly part of it, and resourcefulness, and you know, on top of living through the Academy Award in 1988, which we did, by the way, without a computer or a cell phone or a fax machine. Her first cousin is Michael Dukakis, and that was 1988 was his presidential campaign,
right,
so
right.
I was very involved with that too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a learning curve off the charts that year. Pretty
well,
crazy.
Absolutely. So that was really your first year with her, wasn't it?
And, it was.
And
when it
that started.
Was. It was
and so then what did you do after you settled in there? At what point did it occur to you, okay, this is not exactly what I thought I was studying for, but I like it?
You know, from the beginning, I just loved the work because I became communications central. You know, everyone had to go through me. And I was the one with the answers, and mm-hmm. I enjoyed being the one with the answers. And what I found is that that's what most assistants have in common. And so neither of Olympia nor I dared to think how long it was going to last. But she, you know, went from Moonstruck to Steel Magnolias, and, you know, the years just kept going on, and it was never dull or boring, I'll tell you that, Jim.
Right, right.
But what I was aware of from the very beginning were the lack of resources for the people who do this work.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, I have a college degree, and in those early months, I realized there had to be a better way to running the office and mm-hmm. to organizing a high-profile person's life. So I literally went to the bookstore looking for resources and found next to nothing.
There's nothing there,
and I stood there in 2002, and I said, I'm going to have to write the darn thing myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what led me to writing Be the Ultimate Assistant. It also led to, you know, my strongest instinct was to seek community, to seek other people who did what I did.
Right.
I honestly would lay in bed at night and think, where does the
person... Even though you knew there were hundreds, if not thousands, of other people like you out there.
Well, yes, but we had no way to know each other.
Because there was no Facebook in those days.
Correct. and there were no books and so few magazines. It's not that there were zero resources, but there
right.
were so few, and especially at the very highest levels.
Well, let me tell you something else. That was also over that next 10 years or so, was also when the industry, the profession, I'll say, was changing.
Well, yeah,
because the people in your job was going from being not just the secretary who took dictation or whatever, but being more hands on and really, in my opinion, being not just doing the work but being recognized more as basically an executive in your own right.
Indeed, an executive assistant, if utilized properly by small business owners, executives, the
yep.
president, they can be a strategic business partner.
No question.
Because here's what I say in my classes, Jim. You know, people will say things to assistants that
mm-hmm.
they would never say to their managers
yep.
or executives.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
So. Yep. For that reason alone, they know information that the executive doesn't have.
That's right.
And
they
for that reason, they are very valuable.
They're a receptacle and a filter.
Indeed, they are. That's precisely right.
Yeah, yeah. The book is called Be the Ultimate Assistant by our new friend, Bonnie Lo Kramen, and it's outstanding, and we're going to come back and talk some more with her. I told you we'd have fun when Bonnie joined us, and so we have. It's 20 after, so we'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Pretty eyed pirate smile, you merry music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.